fluffy bread,
classic burger buns,
and so many carbs.
Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Another journey into the realm of the strange and terrifying. I hope you will enjoy the trip, that it will thrill you a little and chill you a little. So settle back. Get a good grip on your nerves. Where are we going? You'll find out when we get there.
Well, greetings, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Got a good play for you today from The Strange Dr. Weird. The title of this one is Murder Ship, and this one aired January 9th of 1945. Enjoy.
The Strange Dr. Weird.
Good evening. Come in, won't you? Why, what's the matter? You seem a bit nervous. Perhaps the cemetery outside this house has upset you. But there are things far worse than cemeteries. For instance, a ship at sea. A ship doomed by fate. As in the story I want to tell you tonight. A story I call Murder Ship. My story begins aboard a coastwise liner, the SS Arctic Star, as it slowly gropes its way through a thick, all-enveloping gray fog. On one of the decks of the liner, a man and a woman stand by the railing.
Now, look, Millie, you don't want to go ashore broke, do you?
But, Larry, I'm afraid.
I tell you, I saw this guy have his bankroll. He's carrying at least $20,000 in cash.
Larry, it's too dangerous.
There's nothing to it. The two of us go to his stateroom. You hold his attention, and I let him have it with a knife. When we dock 2 hours from now, you and me just walk off the ship with the other 500 passengers.
But
we'll be on a train to New York with 20 G's in our pockets before they even discover the body.
Larry, I have a feeling that we'll be caught. Please give it up.
All right. That's the way I want it. Then you and I are through.
You don't mean that, do you?
I do. Unless you pull this job with me.
All right, Larry. I'll do whatever you say.
This is Abbott's stateroom, Millie. Don't forget what you're supposed to do.
I won't.
Hello, Mr. Abbott. May we come in?
Why, yes, of course, Mr. Sanders. How are you, Mrs. Sanders?
Quite well, thank you. Larry and I would like you to have a drink with us before we dock.
Why, I'd like to very much, but I haven't much...
Surely you can spare a few minutes.
Well, if you put it that way, I guess... What? You stabbed me.
Is he dead?
Yeah. Now, where's that bankroll? Here it is. Look at the size of it. Let's see.
Larry, let's get out of here.
9, 10, 12, 14, 16.
Oh, Larry, please.
18, 20, 21. A little over 21,000. Well, Millie, was it worth the risk?
Oh, yes, yes. Only let's get out of here. I have a feeling that something... Larry, what's happened?
Felt like a collision with another ship. Come on, let's get up on deck.
Larry, what's wrong?
Don't seem to be able to open this door.
But it's the only way out of here.
It's jammed. steady. I can break it down. It's too solid.
Well, if we don't get out of here, we'll go down with the ship. We'll drown.
If we yell, someone will hear us and break the door down with the
mast. Help! Help! We're back!
Help! We're in stateroom D7. The door's stuck. Help!
Oh, Larry, it's no use. It's no use unless we're behind the drive.
No, don't say that, Millie. Help! Help!
Oh, Larry, look. The floor of the stateroom is beginning to slant. The ship's sinking.
No, it's your imagination.
Now, look. Water's coming in under the door. Oh, we're sinking, Larry. We're sinking.
Help! Stop cracking! You've got to let us drown! Help!
Dr. Weir's mystery will be continued shortly. Now, the good Dr. Weir.
And now I'll finish my story, Murder Ship. It's a half hour since the SS Arctic Star was rammed and started sinking. Trapped in the stateroom of the late Mr. Abbott, Larry and Millie find themselves waist deep in water. Larry, fear in his eyes, stands by the porthole, looking out at the water, which threatens any moment to burst through and claim their lives. In the eerie semi-darkness of the stateroom, Millie sobs hysterically.
Oh, it's the use. We're going to die. I know we are.
Don't say that. Look, the water stopped rising. Crash must close the ventilator grating. Room's airtight now, and the pressure of the air is holding the water back.
What difference does it make? We can't get out.
They may send divers down to rescue us, like they save men trapped in sunken submarines.
Yes, but no one knows we're trapped in here.
There's always a chance of something.
Larry, what's happened?
I think we've hit bottom. The ship doesn't seem to be moving anymore.
The floor of the stateroom. It's still sliding downwards.
Because the bow of the ship's on the bottom while the stern's above us.
What's keeping the stern up?
It's the air pockets in the stern, just like in the stateroom.
Oh, I know we're going to die trapped down here hundreds of feet below the surface.
Millie, you must say that. There's always a chance of rescue.
I know we're going to die here. I know it. How long have we been trapped in here, Larry?
About 5 hours.
I'll be glad when it's over. We're dead. I can't stand.
Billy, what is it?
I thought I saw something go past the porthole.
The porthole? Let me see. Billy, there's a diver out there.
Does he see you?
No, I only had a flashlight or something to signal him with.
Your cigarette lighter?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, hurry, Larry, hurry.
Yeah. I'll have it lighted in a second. There.
Oh. Did he see it?
If only he'd look up. He's only a few feet below us.
I'll move the lighter from one side of the porthole to the other.
All right. Billy, he sees it. He's waving to me.
He's trying to signal something to us.
It's only up 4 fingers. Millie, you know what that means? We'll be rescued in 4 days.
How can they possibly get us out of here?
I don't know, but they'll do it somehow. All we have to do is hang on for 4 days, Millie. I'd better signal back so we'll know we understand. Yeah, look. He sees the 4 fingers I'm holding up. He's waving at
us. Yes, you're right.
Look, he's signaling to the surface. They're pulling him up. He's gone.
Oh, Larry, do you think they'll really be able to rescue us?
Of course. Send down a diving bell or something like that. They'll get us out of here, Millie. Only it'll take a little time.
4 days? Larry, what if the oxygen in here doesn't hold out?
Yeah, you're right. There may not be enough air in here to last 2 people for 4 days.
Oh, we just have to hope there is.
I'm afraid I can't afford to take that chance.
What do you mean? A knife?
Yes, Millie, a knife.
Larry, a knife.
I'm afraid I must, Millie. Can't allow you to breathe the air that may save
me. No, Larry, no. I won't let you kill me.
Where'd you get that gun?
From my purse. Now, you keep away from me.
Give it to me. Here, give me that gun.
No, you're going to kill me. Stay away from me or I'll shoot. Stay away! Larry, I didn't want to shoot you. You made me do it, Larry. Well, now I'm alone. All alone, hundreds of feet under the surface. Larry, don't look at me like that. Larry, please don't stare at me like that. Larry, stop staring at me. I can't stand in here any longer. I've got to get out of here. The porthole. I'll leave through the porthole. I won't stay here with you another minute. As soon as I open this portal. I can't open it.
Mike, take it easy.
I'll have your helmet unscrewed in a minute.
Then you can tell me whatever you have to say. Yeah. Take it easy while I take it off.
George, you'll never believe what I saw down there.
A mermaid, I suppose.
No, George. There are two people trapped in one of the staterooms on that ship.
What's that?
A man and a woman. They're trapped in the stateroom on D-deck.
You sure?
I'm positive they signaled to me.
Well, I'll be darned.
And the way I figure it, they're only alive because their stateroom is an underwater air pocket.
How far down is their stateroom?
Yeah, the porthole is about 6 feet below the surface.
6 feet, huh? Aye. Well, that's a break. As soon as it's low tide, the porthole will be just out of water. We can get them out easy. Did you signal that to them?
Why, sure. I held up four fingers to show that we'd have them out in 4 hours.
Fine. They're so close to the surface, we shouldn't have any trouble at all. In 4 hours, we'll have them out of there safe and sound.
This gun ought to force the bolt back. Just a few more blows and I'll have it open. Then I'll be able to escape and get away from you, Larry. You won't be able to stare at me anymore. Just a little more and I'll have it open.
Millie should have known that as soon as she got the porthole open, the water rushing in would keep her from getting out. Too bad, wasn't it? Such a nice couple. But so unlucky to die in such a horrible way. Only 6 feet below the surface. All because they couldn't wait just a little while longer. Their bodies are buried in the cemetery right outside my door. Perhaps you'd like to visit their graves and... Oh, you have to go now. Too bad. But perhaps you'll drop in on me again soon. I'm always home. Just look for the house on the other side of the cemetery. The house of Dr. Weir.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Another 5-minute mystery.
Sure, to see that you haven't forgotten me, my dear.
Where have you been all these years, Carl?
Frankly, Emily, I've been trying to lose the memory of our 10 years of marriage. But I must admit, I haven't succeeded.
Go away. Leave this house. This time, never come back.
I have no intentions of returning after this visit, my dear wife. You see, I'm going to kill you.
You're mad.
I really can't resist the situation. It has all the elements. A woman alone in a house in the country, a summer storm, a perfect motive, and an ingenious alibi.
Stay away from me, Carl. Don't touch me!
Don't run away, Emily. Come here.
You
must have had quite a ride here in this storm.
Yes, Inspector, but I wanted to report my wife's death as quickly as possible.
I understand you've been away several years.
My wife and I separated 10 years ago.
How'd you happen to come back?
Well, that's rather a strange story, Inspector. It seems that my wife is quite frightened of doctors and refuses to consult them. About 5 days ago, I received a letter from her that she felt she was dying. Well, my wife has always been a strange sort of woman. I hesitate to say it so bluntly, but I'm certain you're aware of the reputation she had here in the village.
No disrespect intended, of course, but she was known as being slightly eccentric.
Yes. By the way, when can you come out to the house to write a report on the suicide?
Well, I'm afraid we'll have to wait till the storm subsides a bit, but I realize you want this whole embarrassing affair disposed of as quickly as possible, so if you'll allow me to have the details, I can begin my report.
Good. Well, I arrived at the house about 8 o'clock tonight. I found my wife in her bedroom. She was bleeding from several small wounds. She told me that they were self-inflicted.
Didn't you stop the bleeding?
Yes, but she only laughed and said there was nothing I could do. You see, she revealed to me that she suffered from hemophilia. It would be impossible to stop the flow of blood. There were too many wounds.
The storm seems to be letting up. I think we'll be able to make it to the house now. I must warn you that anything you say will be used against you in your trial. I'm accusing you of the murder of your wife.
What flaw did the inspector find in Carl's story? In just a moment, we'll know, but first... Story.
Carl, you murdered your wife, and with one of the most gruesome methods I've ever encountered. Your story stamped itself as a lie when you told me your wife said she suffered from hemophilia. For your information, my friend, women never suffer from the affliction of hemophilia. They may transmit it to male members of their family by means of heredity, but they themselves are never affected by it. The blood on your hands won't wash off easily.